Blog Talk Radio.
So real.
but it's alright. Having money don't mean a thing. Loving you is everything, and I'm alright. Everything is everything. It's gonna be alright. Everything.
It's like the morning time. Don't wanna wake up. Just wanna stay in bed. But if I'm next to you, I'm looking forward to just laying in this bed. Ooh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. I don't want no one else. So we should be chillin'.
Tell me that, tell me that, tell me. have been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our ass down. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
The tide rises, the tide falls, the twilight darkens, the curlew walk calls. Along the sea sands, damp and brown, the travelers hasten toward the town. And the tide rises, the tide falls, darkness settles on roof and walls, but the sea is a darkness call. The little waves with their soft white hands, a face, the footprints in the sand, and the tide rises, the tide falls. The morning breaks the steeds in their stalls, stamp and neigh as the hostler calls. The day returns, but nevermore returns the traveler to the shore. And the tide rises, and the tide falls. That was The Tide Rises and the Tide Falls by Henry Wordsworth Longfellow. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gents, tonight, the topic is Let Us Begin. We're talking new poetic perspectives of new beginnings and things of that nature. We can't wait to hear your poetic perspective on the subject. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zelina, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you tonight?
What's going on, baby girl? The queen is in the building. The king is in the building. How you feeling tonight? I'm good.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That is good to hear. You sound like you're in good spirits. Good to hear you.
Man, I'm on everything tonight. You know what I mean? I'm on everything. Everybody out there in the universe, don't take that for granted. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about natural high.
Natural highs. That's something different. I like that.
Yes.
Send me some. Put it in a box. Send me
hey, it's good to keep laying when you got this.
Got to make
I'm
it down
a,
here.
I'm a beacon of the light. You know what I'm saying? A beacon of the light. Beacon of the light. Well, don't get no better.
I know that's right. I know that's right, King. All right.
Don't
I hope you sprinkle
like,
a little bit of that.
Don't
you
know me? I mean,
I do. Sprinkle a little bit of that energy all over our callers and our listeners.
Well, I'll rub it all over you.
Right, I know. Yeah, so we're going to, you know, get this started, get some vibes in the air, get some music playing, get some poetry. We do have a few people calling in ready to share, and I can't wait to hear what they have to share with us. But before we do get started, I want to take the time out to let everybody know that tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And shouts out to Larry, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making this magic possible. Ain't that right, King?
I know that's right. You know what I mean?
Word up. Well, we get to the poetry. I know a lot of you guys are listening in from the social media links. If you're listening online and you are a poet of any, you know, genre or perspective, we welcome you. We welcome you at all times. We do want to hear it, and we want you to share. So if you're listening online and you feel brave enough to call in and share with us, remember that dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just make sure that you hit that one so that we can hear your beautiful voice. All right. Okay, King, let's get to the magic. So, I know that's right. Yes. I wish I had that in the arsenal. That would be a good song to play for the day. I've been trying to keep the tunes upbeat and reminding people that, you know what I mean? No matter what's going on, there is always something beautiful on this place for us to focus on and focus that energy on, redirect it, make some magic happen. Hopefully. Poets are letting that, you know, work through their pen, and they're going to bring that to the mic with us tonight. Word. So, let us begin. That is the topic that you brought to the stage, and I'd love to hear your perspective on the subject.
My perspective is, let us begin, you know what I'm saying? Like, either you reintroduce yourself, you know what I'm saying, or you just glide and slide into the moments of success. You know what I mean? With the motherfucking best shoes on. You know what I'm saying? So don't never allow anybody to hold you back, you know what I'm saying, while you on track.
We
don't do that in this universe unless you're living in a parallel universe, parallel world of troubles and sorrows. You know what I'm saying? Through you.
Gotta find that balance.
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you on top of your shit.
Okay. We ain't in that version of King tonight, okay? I know you threw all that energy into a poem. You want to set the night off for us for one of your wonderful pieces?
Yeah, I got you. Okay, though. The title of this piece is called Let Us Begin. Bring that old school flavor to this Generation X. I know I've been preaching on the arms, stretch of legs, no pay. Ringing a prayer movement, who is in that way? Never worry about tomorrow because I'm on today. Made appointed Joint Cyprus, a bunch of brothers unite. There's a war going on, so we fight for the life. Each one teach one, doesn't matter race or culture. Never take us for suckers, we some bad motherfuckers. Through knowledge and wisdom, we have understanding. It's been years of real planning, preparing our cannons. Sharp shooting OGs with front lawn archery. Mentally artillery, sling shot whenever mystery. Building a directory of degrees, chapters and books. How about you take another look on how addicts get hooked? My teacher's teacher, from the forefathers of yesterday, paved the way for us to stay and be okay. Now let's play. I say.
Okay. Let's see what you're doing. I was that line, soft, you said soft shooting OGs with frontline archery. I get the archery, like, I'm like, look at this. Look at you go. Look at you doing your thing. I know that's right. That was very
good. Yeah, we will never dissolve. That's why I said sharp shooting OGs with frontline archery. We don't hide behind anything. We here. Acknowledge that. You know what I mean? Work.
Yes, indeed. I'm feeling it. Set it off with some high energy. Let them know. Straight no chase of poetry. Doing this thing for the night. Give it up for King. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Digging
that.
It. I'm certainly digging it.
Okay. Queen, I know you have something heavy in your bag. You know what I mean? When don't you?
You flatter me. Thank you, King. I appreciate it. All right. I got a piece that I'm going to share with you guys. All right. Okay. It will not always be this way. Life erodes and days decay. Autumn marks the summer's end. It'll never be this way again. Cotton candy, cherry blossoms, bubblegum summer skies. The softness in my children's eyes, the jack-o'-lantern mouths for teeth, the cherub roundness in their cheeks, and though the colic cough went on for weeks, and bills and money didn't speak, and oftentimes we had little to eat, time crept away on kitten feet. One cat, three cradles, and ends to meet. We didn't take the time to think that it will not always be this way. Life erodes and days decay, sun set and new days begin. It'll never be this good again. As subtle as time's grain of sand or the size exchange of little hands, the change and gait of stocking feet, and though at times it all felt incomplete, their eyes won't always look this sweet. Too soon dark waters will fill their eyes and heartbreak's clouds will fill their skies. And before too long, before too long, they'll have to go to places that I'll never know, to conquer lands I've never seen, conquer lands I'll never tread. They'll make their mark, they'll make their bed. No, it will not always be this way. It's why each day is a sacred space, as decadent as a coach of magnolias. Each day, God grants us divinity and doses. No, the flowers will not always bloom. Some moments will be filled with gloom. Some among us will be gone too soon, and survivor's guilt will fill our rooms. No, it won't always be this way, though. Life arose and days decay. Life ends and new births begin. It'll never be this good again. And that's
what I'm talking about. Queen, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Don't never lift your dress up for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Stay with your crown on, and your ground. Like, you know what I'm saying? Word. I love that. Okay. You always have a way of just bringing that special something to the table.
Thank you. That's what I love about you.
You know what I'm saying? Word.
Thank you. Because I was thinking about this topic, and I'm like, new beginnings, it just makes me think about the fact that, like, right now, so many people, like, even in our circle, they're, like, experiencing so many different things that are difficult. But it's, like, I have to constantly remind myself, like, you know, there's something good in this moment that we won't get back. So, like, while we're fretting over the worst thing, what's going on, we could take a time to realize that every day had a little bit of sacred space in it for us to take up and to cultivate. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was going with that. I hope you got it. Thank you. Thank you, Kim.
That's true facts.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying when I thought of that title, I was thinking about the Karis One joint, and he was like, "Let us begin. What, where, why, when?" You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but you know with me, I always flip the script though. You know what I mean? And be like, "Yo, all right, that set the tone. Where we gonna go with?" You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
That's where we go. It's all about where we go with it. Where we take it.
What you gonna do with it? What you gonna do with it, people?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear what you guys. we have you in a musical bag. How about I play another song before we get to one of our first callers? Is that all right with you?
Let's do it till you're satisfied, girl. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. So you can put me in the mood for this song right here. I'm gonna put it on for you. Nothing gets better than this. That's the energy you got to keep no matter what's going on. Nothing gets better than that.
I know that's goddamn right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm feeling that shit too. You know what I mean? Like, yo, we here.
Yes, yes. Ooh, I'm looking at the callers list. Are you ready to take in some of our callers, King?
Yo, let's bring in the next caller. See what's good. You know what I mean?
Hey, hey.
What?
Before I bring in the first call, I just want to let you guys know, if ever you bring some music to the mic and it is not correct, or if it is correct, this is the guy you got to go to understand whether, you know, you're doing a damn thing. So we're going to ask his opinion and bring him to the stage. Our first caller tonight is C-34 Music. Good evening. How are you? Welcome to King and Queen Quarters.
Queen Simmons and King Atterbury, it's been a year since I've talked to you. Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year. What's up, beloved?
And bruh and sister, I got to get back to mastering that talk box.
The talk box? The talk box?
Your last song that you played.
Oh, yeah.
With the Roger Troutman type of thing going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you starting to play around with that? That'll be dope. I think, you know.
Yeah.
Young kids don't know.
They don't know that. They know auto-tune.
Yeah.
You need to bring some of King shit up when you're joined, yo. You know what I mean? Without the auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What?
Oh, you giving me ideas.
New York all day. You know what I mean? What?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, it is wonderful to hear your voice.
I'm always a working man. I'm always a thinking man. You know, I think of these things, and that's why I'm here.
All right.
I think of these things. Give me a chuckle every day. You got to check out his Facebook page. It's hilarious. Because your perspective on the world in so many different ways. I just love to hear it. I really do. It's like you're looking at the world from a different angle than the rest of us. And I appreciate it. Got to tell you.
Makes me want to play Sagat's Funk That from back in the 90s. You know, why is it?
Oh, Funk That. I remember that. Get out of my face.
That was my theme song for a while.
Oh, man, I haven't heard that in so long. It just flashed the whole image of a space and time in my life to remember what was going on when that song was playing. Had energy with it. All right, well, we're not going to pick up too much of your time tonight. The topic of the night is Let Us Begin. I know it's, you know, but it means whichever poetic perspective you would like to bring on that subject. We would love to hear it. Do you have a piece you'd like to share?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. So let us begin. Let us begin. This piece is called Dr. Strange. Do you find it strange when I refuse to be labeled by skin tone or race? Saying I'm in but not of this world and have no plans to stay, that I stick with Leviticus and I stand up being straight. Well, sit your $5 ass down because I'm about to make change. Does it bother you that every word I say I enunciate, that I smile and be friendly underneath this shell that makes you afraid? That I'm a dangerous man with money in my pockets keep up and digital currency I hate. That I see spiritually you for the whore you are yet. I won't debate you. I'll just walk away. You may be suffering from a condition called my stopping you from manipulating and programming me. The fact that I won't vote to put a man above me when I know God can handle this. Side effects include isolation because I'm dedicated to my Lord and Savior while you call me a hater. But ask the Bible if it's right for you. And by the way, She'll like it too. In peace.
That was
a round of applause.
Broke out the mystical in a minute. I'm the dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up.
All right. Okay. I caught that.
Yes, that's awesome. That was an awesome piece. I love your flair to your poetry the way you mix with music. It's so cool. What were you saying, King?
Yo, see, Dub is in the building, yo. I mean,
in the building.
That's right. No doubt. You know what I mean?
Yes. What a way to set off the callers tonight. Really, you know, appreciate your poetic perspective and you coming through to share with us. It's been so great hearing your voice. Make sure that you don't be a stranger, okay? You got to come through and let us know how we're doing and bring us a little bit of yours to recalibrate us so we know to keep the balance between, you know, the melody and the rhythm like you do.
Well, you know, one of my things is I'm just looking for the perfect beat.
What a pursuit.
Did I do that?
Wow. All right. See, that was
Thank you very much to the both of you. One love,
you,
one mic.
One love, one mic. Yeah.
Ah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was great CW34 music, bringing us this awesome mixture of those lines that you kind of overlook and a dope poetic perspective. You ain't going to take a little bit of everybody's stuff. We're going to let you know. All right.
Yes.
Okay, King. All right. I'm going to dabble in a little more music before we bring in our next caller. Just so that we can keep the vibe flowing. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, sure,
all right.
You know what I'm saying? Words.
Sound
on
Selecta. Selecta, yes. Here you come.
Black folks. Black look like a revolution. Look like a family reunion in the park. Black look like it's a different world. Sound like a crawfish ball in New Orleans. Black folk joke around like Martin and got paintings from JJ in the living room. It sounds strong. Look like sacrifice. It'd be flowers blooming in the summertime. Black sound like old song. Smell like good food. And it tastes like heart disease. But it feels like maize at Jazz Fest. Black sound like something that hurts, like a hard test. Black sound like skin, like something dark. It look like hair, yeah. Black sound like rough hair and good hair. Look like history, sound spiritual. Black sound like years, like working, like night. Black sound like money. Look like Walmart. Like corner stores, like cash register singing. Black sound like 400 years. Smell like Oprah. Impactful like Martin. Look like Cicely Tyson. Sing like Nina. Got an ass like Serena. Feel like broken homes in Section 8. Black smell like crack and collard greens. Sounds motivational. Feels like church. Look like big Sunday hats and ribbons.
Smile like your mom. Beautiful child, oh, you're the one. Fly like your daddy, make me so happy. Beautiful child, oh, you're the one.
the uncle. Look like Tyler Perry making money. Sound like Hayden still frustrating, don't it? Like they don't get it. Like they won't ever get it, huh? Like, push the personal feelings of racial injustice so far underneath the carpet that you trip over your own family history. But I love me some black folks. I love the hair grease and the rental fees, the front row seats, the police, the projects, the mustard greens, being late, social security checks, government assistance, bougie, black, looking good, bags of hair, fake press-on nails, rat tail combs, stunning gold jeans, gold teeth, black men in big feet. I love me some black folks. For they are the people that were made from the darkest parts of the sky.
Smile like your mama, eyes like the sun. Beautiful child, oh, you're the one. Fly like your daddy, make me so happy. Beautiful child.
Yes, I love seeing black. That is the whole vibe, that song right there. It's one of my favorites. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, ladies and gentlemen. This is a For Real Entertainment Network, and we are talking Let Us Begin, poetry about new beginnings and those poetic perspectives. Ain't that right, King?
Shit, you ain't never lie, my man. Mm-hmm. I'm loving the music that's played here tonight. The vibe is alive, good, killing it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for the topic and, thank the boss man for the space. We're going to do what it do and bring in some more of these lovely callers and let them bless the mic with us tonight. Ooh, it looks like next up on the mic we have none other than Epiphany's own La Perla Negra. Good evening, Diva. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Your Majesties. I'm good. How y'all doing? Yo, the vibe is tonight is just got me feeling.
Girl, La Negra, your voice is back, baby.
Yes. I'm feeling good. I can sing again now, even though I can't carry a tune, but I'm feeling good, y'all.
Back in the motherfucking building, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. Word.
Absolutely. Every day is a beautiful day. And, yo, while I was listening, I got a chance to write something real quick.
Fresh ink alert.
Okay.
Y'all know how we do as poets. You know, you can't piss a poet off or disappoint him because we're going to put you in the peeps.
Okay. How did that saying go? If you wanted to be written about better, you should have behaved better or something like that. We should translate it. If you wanted them to be written better in the stories, you should have behaved better, you know. That goes to
I know that's
too,
right. I say it like this. Don't piss a poet off because we're going to write about you.
Yes, indeed.
I know that's right.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to hear you back in good strength, you know, in good spirits, and your strength is back, and I'm glad that you were able to get some inspiration from you know, the courses tonight. So, without further ado, we're going to step on out the way and hand the mic over to you. The mic is all yours.
Thank you. All right, so I told y'all, I wrote this while I was listening, so, it's no title. But this goes out to the one who kept standing me up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My broken Luna, meet me at the edge of the universe and stay with me, my moon. It's one of the things he'd say to make me feel special. But I had to tell him, all you do is make me feel foolish now when I get excited for possibly seeing you. Because you say we'll talk or meet up or go out, but you never come through. You say we've got to talk, but I hardly ever hear from you, leaving me to always feel alone. You say you're just 15 minutes away and you'll call when you charge your phone after you get home. I guess you charged it somewhere else because I never got that call. But I saw that you're active online. It's okay. I caught on that your words are nothing but empty promises within lies. So if my energy feels distant, I learned not to bring it for the dishonest and unauthentic and just that piece.
Learn not to drink, but
unauthentic.
That's a mic drop. The way it closed, the way it opened gave me goosebumps. The way it closed. Never again.
Yeah.
We are no longer taking applications from your kind. You know, I know
that's right.
That
I don't give samples of myself no more.
Absolutely. And the fact that you can let the disappointment not, you know, reshape the corners of your mouth and keep that smile on is a testament to just how amazing you are. So, you know, keep shining, girl. Keep on shining. Keep writing this beautiful journey.
Thank you.
Illuminate.
Wow. Yes. No, when I say illuminate and demonstrate.
Absolutely.
Where it is. All right. Well, the Fellow Nigger, we thank you so much. Yes, we thank you for stopping by and blessing the mic with that fresh ink. We can't, you know, you got to get your collection together and put it in the book because she has that beautiful, beautiful poetry. And it's so amazing to hear it. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, that was a Perla Negra spitting that beautiful poetry. She has a way that's like, you know, got that beautiful heartbreaks under wraps. She just know what to do with it. If it don't fit, how did the glove go? If it don't fit, you got to let it go sometimes.
If it don't fit, quit.
You must have quit, absolutely. All right. I'm going to throw another quick piece of music in the air before we get to our next caller. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
Clearly, I am not a fat ass. I am active brain. And lip smacking, peach deep, sometimes too aggressive in its honesty, and heart sweet, that loves wholly and completely, whom it may choose, whomever it may choose. I am not gonna lie and pacify. I am arms to hold. I am lips to speak. I am a G. Strong legs that stroll off the 33 bus. Or out of a money green phantom comfortably. Knees that bend to pray, clean from Ajax washings. Hair that is thick and soft. Thighs that betwixt an amazing all expense grand prize. I am eyes that sing, smile that brightens, touch that rings and supplies euphoric release. I am a grand dame queen beast. I am warm, I am peace. From the roads of Botswana, from 23rd Street, from the inside, third eye, ever watching this wicked, wicked system of things I do see. I am friend to pen and a lover of strong women, a diamond to men. I am curious and interested like children. I welcome the wise to teach, appreciator of my culture, thick, not just from bone dense and eat. I have a rhythm in my ways and a practice in my seek. And yes, I do crave the rhythm of my space with a man that rejoices in God's grace. With faith, I do hear to listen to hands that fist when force pushes to shove and your ego won't submit. I am gifted. I am all of this, and indeed the shit. Clearly, I am not just an ass.
I see the pizza. No, I got the don't put my own Rashida. Can you put me on with the Nagarita? She stay on my dome, she gone full on me. Full like weed inside me. She my queen. Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. She my queen.
King and Queen Quarters. When we get back in, and I'm going to play a quick promo just so we'd like to know who we represent.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. If you haven't done so already, make sure you take your socks off. All right, we're going to get back to the poetry. Yes, we're going to get back to the poetry and the vibe. Let us begin. You ready to take our next call, King?
Let's bring the call in.
Okay. All right, looks like next up on the mic is one of my favorite poet, Sincere. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Sincere. How are you doing tonight?
Queen, I am humbled, but I'm very humbled that I'm in your mindset, so I'm humbled. Thank you for allowing me to bless the mic. And King, Joel, my Harlem brother, bless you.
What's going on,
yes,
beloved?
I'm vertical.
All
right.
There we go. All right. So how things been holding up on your end? It is good to hear your voice.
You know what? I connected with your king, so it's been fabulous. It's just a small world how we talked earlier today, and the nostalgia got me thinking about my childhood. So I'm honored and I'm humbled. So my day is going well.
That's amazing. Oh, man, I love to hear that. That sounds great. Okay. Well, tonight, Sincere, we are talking new beginnings. Let us begin in poetic perspectives of that nature. You know, your own personal flair on it. We would love to hear it. Is there a piece that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get on out of the way then. The mic is yours.
Yeah.
If Obama is a homosexual, Mrs. Obama's a man, why no one individual has never came out with their drawings to discreetly put him for the support of your conspiracy, the white Republican, #. If Mrs. Obama's a man, why no one has ever came forth with the facts, pity? Add her and her kids to the white hysteria. In fact, why no one has came forth yet since Obama did nothing for United States rights given under corporation laws? If there is such hate amongst our own internal conflict, why are we still at 13% growth rate from the last 20 years? If we can't hold each other up, then why must we destroy each other? #, just asking for a friend. If poetry, as we see and speak it as poets on a national level, why are we getting paid for our work? Just asking for a friend. Check out the #, Century Information Broadcast. Time is ticking on us, from aliens to burning down the streets worldwide, for human beings are now attacking the elected elites for propagate and propaganda. Wake up. This is America, the beast out of her womb, so come the last night, seeking destruction of those whom serve the Most High. They're driving up costs, demanding we get a degree. We have to take this anthrax counter drug for free. Why they don't offer us all the medical, since they all are covering the cost of the vax? She's asking for a friend. Check the broadcast news coming out the bosoms of her left breast. If the beast is here already, we said it before, it was Ross Perot, then Trump, then Obama. Now the Antichrist is the Vatican City Church of Hebrews under Roman law still? Come on. Cain killed Abel as Seth led a normal life as we see it under old text column, being found now at history facts. Historic about slavery conditions are now being taught as immigrations come to America, in which they stole and colonized as free labor under chains. Wake up, her walls can't hold the water from the hole she's set to release her antibodies. Game is on. Hold on to your play. As surely as God left, he shall return the same way. Tell me again, he did not die on the cross with witnesses whom saw him hollow out into the shell. Tell me again that each ocean that touches that don't cross was made by man. Tell me again, Yeshua was married and lived in a normal life. Tell me again, Father's will is not his will. Tell me again, there's no racism in a land built by blood and anarchy in anarchy, to which they still live under the hammer. If that's that peace sincere from Los Angeles.
You know what that piece reminded me of? It's like a modern-day version of Inner City Blues. You know what I mean? All the stuff that you like.
Yeah.
If you pay attention, you know what I mean? It's, you know, the Matrix is real. And everything that's going on is happening, whether you look at it or you ignore it. But, you know, that's why you said if we can't hold each other accountable, why must we destroy each other? And that's the common ground. Then we find that common ground, you know, just land for the slaughter. But, oh, that was deep. That was really deep.
I appreciate that. I'm very humbled.
Exactly.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome.
Remember back in the 80s where Flav was like this, you're lamping, you're cold lamping. is that before your time? My bad.
No, I remember. Let me go back too far. Not yet.
Ooh.
Okay, sincere. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Please don't be a stranger. We love to hear your pieces. And
yeah,
I was taking notes. Some of those things I've heard a lot about, but I'm like, I think there's a deeper level that need to be explored, a couple rabbit holes I want to go down. So, you know, thanks for bringing it up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Appreciate you, bro, for coming through. Word.
No doubt. All support. One love.
One love, one life. That's indeed. Whew. You know what? That was dope. That was sincere coming through how he does it. Man. All right. With that being said, I'm going to throw another tune on from the block a little bit.
I know that's right.
Speak words of beauty and you will be there.
In order to heal your body, you have to heal your heart. You better tell them, India Ari. Love that song. All right. No, welcome back, right. King and Queen's Court. Yes, welcome back. I do, King, want to take a moment to let everybody know, if you are listening in online and you are inspired in any way, I would love for you to take that mic and join us. Just give us a call at 319-527-6300. Make sure you hit that one. We won't bite. Well, King might, but I won't.
Yeah, I'm a vampire.
Yes. Nah,
I'm more like a lichen.
A lichen. Oh, okay. You're not ready.
I'm a lichen.
You're not ready.
You never will be.
You never will be. You never will be ready. No, that's right. All right, Kay, well, we're going to keep this party going and get a few more callers in. The time is now 10:10. You know, make sure you hit us up. We're definitely here for it. Looks like next up on the mic, we have, oh, man, we haven't heard from this person in a while, and it is very good to see you, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How have you been?
I've been doing fine. How y'all been doing?
Yo, what's up, beloved? It's good out here in these streets. You know what I mean? What's good with you?
Man, it's just working. Just got finished driving.
Right.
Yeah, I do a lot of driving. My job.
Man. Right. We want to give a shout out to the truckers. You guys keeping all of this moving.
Yeah.
Every, you know, it's coming back on y'all. I know the pressure. I've seen it.
This is my first time doing lease purchase. I've been a company job for a while, and I'm kind of enjoying being lease purchase because I get to call a lot of the shots. I get to say so. The one company drivers, you know, it was good. It was a good thing. I learned a lot about myself. But sometimes you got to make change. You know what I mean? You got to. Yeah. So. Yeah, everything is growth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We wish you much, much success and prosperity in all your endeavors, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. And we welcome you back. We haven't heard from you in a while, but I'm glad to see, you know what they say, busy fingers are happy fingers. So as long as you're working through it and it's becoming prosperous, it's all good. It's all good. Blessings to you.
Yes. Yes.
Kings, Queen, Kings and Queen.
Yeah.
I am offering a challenge. Black History Anniversary, I call it Anniversary Month, is coming up.
Mm.
And I think that my challenge is for people to find a black person that they admire and write a poem about her.
Oh.
It's my challenge.
What do you think about that,
Kim? Poet for Black History Anniversary Month. Any poet, you know, Ossie Davis, you know, Dick Gregory, Lena Horne, well, the entertainers.
Yes, indeed. That's a good idea. I've been having a little project going with my little ones. They're like 11, my niece and my daughter and my nephew. They're all 11 years old. So I've been having them look up different figures in history going back further. I'm talking about like Mansa, Musa, and, you know, King Selassie, things like that. Get deep in the roots.
Massa Musa, the multi-billionaire in the early
ages. Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, we don't hear about that in my history book. So the idea of taking and just writing about different historical figures that you relate to in your day-to-day, I like that idea. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. I have to jump on it. I'm going to try to convince King of it. He's been a little quiet over there. Might be having his wheels turning. You know how he do.
You know, I'm over here meditating. You know, I stay in a meditative state of mind.
Muhammad Ali for
my inspiration.
I'm a sensei. Yes, Muhammad Ali, when he refused to go to the war, fight a war, he sacrificed his freedom. But what is freedom when you fight for something, it won't fight for you?
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
So, yeah.
That's a piece right there. What is freedom if you're fighting for someone that's not right to you? All right. Thank you so much for bringing that. I'm inspired. I am really inspired by that, especially with, what do you call it? What do you name it? Black History Month Anniversary or?
Black History Anniversary Month.
Black History Anniversary
Month. Yes. It's our anniversary.
All right. Okay. All right now. Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down. But, you know, we are here for the poetry, so I know you would. Oh, a piece, or maybe you do want to get freestyle for tonight?
Yes, it brought my mind.
Okay.
I'm going to name this freestyle, Will Not Turn Around. All right. Now, y'all gotta forgive me. I'm not a singer, but y'all get the point. All right?
All right.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking. Keep on walking in the land. I will not let nobody turn me around. I am a powerful man that feels the power of God inside my heart. They hate me because I am a black man, the skin that does not match their own criteria. when my skin cries out with the tears that have been oppressed for many years. I cannot turn around back to the bad days of being in a place where my skin has become an enemy of the privilege. See, I won't turn around. I cannot turn around. I cannot be in the back of the bus like they tried to force Rosa Parks. I cannot be that type of man that had to remind people in Tennessee that I am a man. The sanitation strike. Cannot turn back. I cannot turn back in these hands of time. I want to speak powerful. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Can't you feel the power within my speech? These are the tough days ahead, so let's be ready. Will you join me right now? Will you not allow them to turn you around? Ain't gonna let them turn around like they shame Dr. King, but he is an ancestor. I'm not gonna turn around like I remember when a teacher tried to shame Malcolm X. No, I will not turn around because the God and goddesses making more promises of freedom is the way of life. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. So if you are here, so I speak more clear. Maybe you can vision the freedom that I will not let anything negative interfere. My voice be clear like we spread love like everywhere. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Turn me around to vision like a slave. I'm Frederick Douglass already, abolitionist. Can't you see I'm more vicious to anything that tried to attack me? Oh, Harriet Tubman. The rose from the dirt speak like the heaven and words in the session. We come loaded like a weapon. Suggests that we bring our best. But when they try to turn us around, no, we ain't turning around. No, go ahead, turn around. You are inferior to us. Turn around. No, I ain't turning around. But we gonna lock you up or put you in jail. Turn around, boy. You turn around, girl. You turn around like niggers that you are. No, I ain't turning around. Maybe you ain't got the point yet. Maybe Nat Turner is here. Maybe a Black Panther is here. Guns drawn up. You say, turn around one more time. Everything that you privilege, be in your own grave. Because we ain't turning around for a damn thing. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, then gets in them all in, Piper and Drive.
I've had to let that one breathe for a minute. Oh.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Set
that one off, right?
You got to write this stuff down, man. I mean, from that line where you were like, my skin cries out with the tears that have been oppressed in them for years. I'm like, what? Off the dome, though? And when you said
yeah.
Harriet rose from the dirt. To speak like the heaven, find power in of God, the power of God in my heart. The way you started out, it's like, you know, I know in spite of all of these things that when you got passionate and you like, that was a vibe. That was a vibe. And the fact that you do this off the top of your head is just impeccable. Love to see it. We got to hear more of you. I definitely love it when you come through and bless us with your perspective. And it's automatic, charismatic. And this is freestyle,
wait,
ladies. Man, this is off the dome.
Yes. I'm a truck driver. I'm always a poet. I want to, one of my goals is, I was in the shelter. And I want to recruit people to the shelter so he can have a way out. Maybe live in a truck for a while, but they'll be able to gather just enough money so they get their own place. And then they have a good job. I'll tell you my story. Like when I, AMG Logistics paid my way to go to Chicago, I was just coming to shelter. And then from the AMG Logistics, I was already in Chicago, so I've been to Super Ego. And me and my lady was supposed to get a house. Now I'm paid and have my credit better. And I'm telling you, that's why you can't turn around. You turn around to learn. You turn around to learn. But then you face forward after you learn everything that tried to pull you down.
Absolutely. Okay. Well said, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Oh, that's absolutely so inspirational and so beautiful. Again, we appreciate you for coming through. Yes. Not just with the off the dome freestyle, but the gym.
Freestyle finesse.
I tell you what, this year I'm writing my book, my formula. This year I want to help some truck drivers this year. I want to definitely, most importantly, I want to teach more about the black gods and goddesses, because I believe when God is in you, then God is, God is the image. We are the image of him, so we have the characteristics of him.
Absolutely, but you cannot do anything with it if you don't know. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing you to spread your message and as things progress, come through and let us know. And we'd love to support and promote what you have going on as those things, start to present themselves in your life. And again, much success on all of those things that you want to have going and every endeavor that you have moving. And, Thank you for being here.
Yeah, y'all poem, Black Peace.
I'm sorry.
The Larry Auto Charisma Shepherd. Y'all can hit me up because I would love to see y'all piece.
Okay. All right. I definitely will. I'll make sure that that's how you're going to have some things lined up, special for February. Thank you for keeping that in mind for us. Definitely going to make some work with that. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You are most welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the freestyle, one of the freestyle specialists that, comes through and blesses us with his presence like family. And it was very inspirational. King, I realized that you never know with the things that you thought, when you thought you were at your worst, you can probably, you could inspire someone that's doing worse off than you. You set the blueprint and the framework from where you are. So make your test a testimony, and like the song says, keep on moving.
Yeah.
time will come one day. I know that's right. Keep on moving.
Keep on moving.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to keep on moving.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm ready to take this next caller. It looks like
Yeah, I just took my socks off.
You took your socks off? All right, all right. Get comfortable,
my
everybody. Take your socks off. My socks off?
I like
your socks off?
We're gonna get to this next caller
up on the mic. It looks like it is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Welcome to the mic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Lady A. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Yo, what it do? What it do?
Yes.
Doing good. I've just been sketching to the music and the conversation. It's been very pleasant, very nice.
Thank you, Lady A. Thank you. And thank you so much for being here. How are things going on yet? All good?
Yeah, well, you know, there's not much choice. It has to be good or you make it good, you know what I mean, if it's not good. If that makes
Absolutely.
Any sense.
In a nutshell, that's the best that we can do.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm just feeling it. Yeah, so as usual, it's good to hear you, and it's good to, you know, we appreciate you for showing up and sharing your beautiful poetry with us. The topic that we chose for tonight is Let Us Begin. So we love to hear
Let Us Begin, yeah. I have a piece that's... I guess we have to begin again. The piece that I've written is about where we've come and how we've landed where we are, and that's where we have to begin again because we're in a pickle right now. But so I'll just read it, and then I wrote this 3 years ago. It's called I Remember Before.
We are the danger.
Oh, thank you. We are the danger, the destroyer, the selfish changer. Greed, the evil beast plagues man more and more his plan. Oceans and seas gag on garbage and plastic bags. Toxic testing kills unsuspecting human beings. Wicked men plan, scheme to rid the world of Western themes. Chemicals, gases, I could kick their asses. Boom, you're dead, fascists. Poison dusts the world's surface, and babies born without epidermis. Blisters, boils, and nails that coil. Malformed mankind from food and soil. Labs create killer phosphates. In the end, we die prostrate. Bacteria, diseases, oh, how it pleases those waiting till hell freezes. To what end, I ask? I plead, we wait until we all bleed through ears and eyes, mouths and noses while you sit with black roses. Bigger, better guns and leather, marching off to kill your brothers. Sabers and boots, raping earth and stealing her loot. Marching across fields and plains, walking over the edge, insane. We won, they won, we killed them all, nothing gained. Nothing at all. And peace.
Goodness, Lady A. That got a little dark, but your rhyme scheme in there and the truth. The truth can be dark sometimes, quite honestly. But
yeah, that was
I was appreciating that. Yeah. Go ahead, Kate.
That was something special.
Yes, it was. Some of the imagery. The graphic imagery that you can bring from your words, and you put it in such a beautiful rhythm. There's a rhythm to it that was just, I love it. It reminds me of Poe. I say that a lot of your words. It does, because it's like, it has this dark and ominous feeling because it's about those harder truths that it is, you know, those things that are harder to bite down on in life. But they're true. They're honestly true. And, but you can make it sound so invoking that it brings the listener in, and it definitely brought me in. And that the part when you were like, what is that, malformed mankind from food and soil. We don't even realize how true, how poignant that particular point was.
Yeah.
How everything else, majority of the other things that you were speaking of, all boil down to that. You know, and it's definitely a powerful piece. Definitely.
Thank you. You know, it is unsettling because a lot of this is, you know, it's greed, it's money. No matter what the consequences are, no matter who is hurt by it, no matter who dies, it's all about money. And those that have the most want more and more and more. For what? I have no idea. You know, 300 cars or 35 cars or 5 cars. What do you need those for? You know, and I feel there's so much out there right now that needs to be fixed. And I think, and I'm just standing on my soapbox here, but the number one thing I feel that could make a giant difference and where to begin is to resolve poverty, and so that people have hope for tomorrow. That, and maybe that's too realistic or idealistic, but I think that that's a place to begin and take care of our people, take care of our own country. And not to say you don't share. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying make it a number one goal to get people off the streets, feed them, educate them, and get them out of the poverty. The poverty is what drives people to crime and drugs and booze and all the rest of it. And I think I see now I'm looking through my rose-colored glasses, I know, but I would rather do that because I really feel that that's where a place we can all begin together. Because we can't
really
talk about these things without having a without having a solution. We can't complain about what's happening unless we have something to change it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is, that could be a huge undertaking. But I think that if more people kept the perspective that it is an important undertaking, it wouldn't be so difficult for people to consider. Yeah, absolutely. Well, from your lips to God ears, I hope that everything that you're saying comes to fruition for the people that it would benefit, Lady A. And again, we do thank you for coming through and blessing us with your poetic perspective.
Thank you
very
much.
Yeah, we
I appreciate it. Thank you.
One love, one might.
One love, one might.
One love, one might.
One love, one might.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady A calling us all the way from Canada and reminding us to keep things, you know, keep us important. And so that is the basis of that, you know. And consider what is important and you keep that at the forefront of your mind. It drives how you move through your day and how you interact with people. So I'm really digging that. And I appreciate you for bringing that to the mic for us, Lady A. All right. Well, it is, the evening is drawing to a close, and we do have a couple of callers in the queue, so I'm going to keep the show rolling. Can you, would that be all right with you?
Indeed.
Okay. All right. Throw another song here.
Pretending that he loves me. Sometimes it's just not money. Never had to afford me. Now I'm sick and tired. You just take it right. Knowing I forgive you. You ain't here
Ladies and gentlemen, you have about 14 minutes to get in here and share your beautiful poetic perspective if you would like to. If you're listening online, just a quick reminder, the dial number is 319-527-6300. Make sure that you hit that one. We would love to hear from you. With that being said, King, let's jump into some more of these callers. You ready?
Yeah, let's bring the callers in. You know what I mean? Indeed.
I'm about to start playing It's a Family Affair because it is the crew is up in here. I think next up on the mic we have Epiphany's own Jeff J. Is that you?
Tina Storm is 815. Jeff J is 501.
Oh, the call flipped around. I'm so sorry. Tina Storm is up on the mic. Yay. Welcome to King and Queen.
We got to say, we can put either or. It don't bother me. I'm good.
It's okay. I got a little confused, but I'm very happy to have you on the
queen,
show tonight.
Thank you
so much for joining us.
Nah.
you see how
he's going? What's going on, Gina? What's good, yo?
Hey, we're good. We're good. I'm good. He's good. Poetry's good. We out here thugging in the streets. That we have some place that we can poet every night of the week. And it's also home for us. So, yeah, we're good to go. I told him I was like, you know what the plan is for Monday? He was like, I already know.
He
was like, my call dropped. I know, but they saw it, so don't even worry about it.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
He's back in. Call dropped. Oh,
I said, you still got time. Call back.
Get him, Jada. Thank you. Thank you.
I am not playing. Yes, ma'am. I'm not saying I'm his boss, but you know, if he don't listen to me, he don't wish he had.
You got to teach me some lessons to get King under control because
real talk, I'm telling you, before you know it, you too will be Yoda. I'm not imposing my thoughts on you. I'm just telling you what I think, and you'll agree, and then we'll be moving in the same direction. Yay, me. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That mind tricks. I got you.
Okay. Teach me, oh wise one. I will be waiting.
Absolutely. Right.
Okay. Well, Gina, when I said that Mr. Automatic Charismatic is one of my favorite freestyler, Gina Storm, is the first one to ever introduce you. The first bomb freestyler that I ever heard, you know, with her eyes closed and her mouth open, spitting from the heart. And it's always dope.
It's funny, too, because we were live on YouTube, and you could see I'm not reading because my eyes aren't even open.
Yes.
I I enjoy freestyling. I write poetry sometimes, and I have to let people, I have to remind people, honestly. Like, I don't just freestyle. I'm a poet, too. And they're like, really? Where can I read your poetry? Sometimes I put memories on Facebook, but I'm saving it because I need to actually be published. I'm trying to be King Atterbury. I want to have, like, he got, what, 15 books out right now?
Nah, actually, it's 22.
Brown, he got a new book.
That's all God-given, or like, you know what I mean? Word.
I love that, for real. Like, I'm from day one. Oh, Edwina, you have to know, the first conversation that I ever had with Joelle was game-changing. I knew then that I didn't mind being seen on YouTube. That's how I ended up at Poetry Corner, because he was just starting Poetry Corner. And I had been on stage, and then there was a pandemic, and there were no stages. And I was like, what am I going to do with myself? And he gave me something to do with myself. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love the origin story. You know, King, you know, this tribe, King is at the foundation of this tribe for me, too. You know that. So I'm like, this tribe that we are building and cultivating is so beautiful, and I have my hands on so many things right now, but I can't wait till I get to a place where I can just, like, devote my time more directly to just, you know, do the darn thing like you guys do, like Just Jay and For Real and, you know, you, Jaina King, of course, you know, Van and J-Rob and Mojave, like, you know, the whole team is just constantly not just doing things in their own best interest, but building communities, poetic communities for people to express themselves. And that is beyond it. That is beyond.
I love it. I love connections. I love the fact that we can, over several different ways to reach poets through social media. You know, we're on Facebook and Instagram. We're on Blog Talk and YouTube, and we're on Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we doing us wherever they will allow us to. I'm gonna be honest with you. So, I would like each of you to give me a word, and I'm gonna use those two words. It'll be the title and the theme of my freestyle.
All right, we'll start with you, King. You've been quiet. What's your word?
You know, I stay in a meditative state of mind. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just take everything in, and I just keep praying on everything that I hear with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate those that come through and just light the mic up and all that, because this is what we all here for, and this is what we stand for. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful blessing to be around all the great poets and like doing anything in life.
I salute that. So I'm going to take this from what he said. Meditation is his word. What's your word, Queen?
Power.
Power? All right.
Yes.
That's it. That's the title of my freestyle. Meditation and power. I had to ask myself, why am I actually doing this? Like, I get up in the morning, and before I go to the bathroom, make my coffee, or get dressed, words pop into my head. Sometimes not sequential, but always monumental. They're necessary and part of my everyday life. Like, I'm living in the moment, and the words are taking over me. I have to encapsulate them so that I know where I need to be. It feels like it's my GPS. I'm never lost because they tell me where I need to be. I love this. Meditate. Then I have this quiet time with just me, where I'm alone with my thoughts and I'm thinking about how I can be powerful and infect someone else with the smile and the joy that I'm feeling today, because it's not all the time, but the sun came out here in these suburbs of the Chi, and I was feeling all right. I was smiling. When I ate my breakfast, when I drank my coffee, when I took my meds, when I did my yoga with my brand new pet. Luna is a cat. I never thought I'd be a meowmy, but I have one. As a matter of fact, she does downward dog. Just let it kick in. I had to give myself a minute, too, because when I saw her doing yoga next to me, all I could say was, girl, if your cat friends could see you, we have a ball. She actually compliments me, and her personality is very similar to mine, and I thought that I was extra and a diva, sometimes unnecessary, but she showed me what it really looks like to be royalty. She almost would put her paw in the air and wave it silently from side to side with her nose towards the sky, saying, you're my person. I'm not your cat. And I get that. But as long as I'm feeding you, giving you water, taking you to the vet and changing your kitty litter, girl, you better get your life. I promise you, I'm not that person on any given day. I assure you. But the thing that makes me happy, so I consider myself and move on, is the fact that meditation gives me time for self-care and reflection. And I think about my day and all the things that happened previously, like I had a turbulent and beautiful at the same time. Isn't that oxymoronic? Weekend, you see. I love poetry, and it keeps me focused, and it gives me a place that I can land the words that I need to express in a written form or in a freestyle, so I don't continue to feel like a hot mess. You can take medication. You may have a glass of wine. You can take a bubble bath, and you can feel like you need some alone time. But the reality, if you're a poet or a poetess, this is what gives you your power. And the way that you use it is being expressed. So I'm humbled, and I'm grateful, and I'm thankful to have power in my meditation every day, to make sure that I can still do the things that I like to do. And I just wanted to say that I came here this Monday evening because the King and Queen's Court was a place that I needed to share my poetry immediately, because I'm part of the Epiphany family. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Oh, that was beautiful. Wow, wow.
Come on, Gina, get your best self.
Thank you.
Hey, go out there and get it, girl.
The idea that you can infect someone with your smile, I love that. Because, you know, with everything else is going around.
Yeah, my mother told me that years ago. She was like, your smile is infectious. She'd be like, I'd be feeling bad down and in the dumps. And I look at you and you cheesing, and I'm thinking, how can I have that be my offspring and me not be happy too? Lord, I tell you, I don't know where she came from, but thank you.
That was cute. And then the part about your cat, your meow me, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Your play on words is always so
I'm funny. Not her mommy, I'm her meow me.
Her meow me. That's so cute. I love this season. The way that you can do that, I wish that I need to study under you, because I cannot freestyle anything to save my life.
Let's do something. People say that. But how do you write your poetry? Does it come to you and then you start to write it as it comes to you?
Yeah, like a line or two or a passage.
So instead of me writing it down, I just say it out loud. I trust the process. It's the same way that you do. That's how we're able to poet. Freestyle is the same thing. Trust it. The words always come, don't they? You don't have to grasp the straws and try to figure out where the next phrase is coming from. You know where it is. It's right here in the pit of your stomach. It's in the depth of your soul. It's in the core of your heart. It's caught in your throat. It's the tears that won't fall, just hang on the end of your eyelashes. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to come, because it always does. And I trust it, and that's why I freestyle. I like to write, too, but I love, love, love to freestyle, because I feel like that's where I found my footing.
But you know what? Everything that you just said was a piece in and of itself. That was so beautifully said, and it shows your passion for this art form, and I love to see it. I love to see it. Thank you so much, Gina. We appreciate you for joining us.
I'm going to go to the lounge, my boogie on, y'all. I know y'all got other callers. Come and check us out. Just myself, Gina Storm. We have the show that we just simply call the show every other Saturday night here in the Epiphany Universe, 8 o'clock.
Every other Saturday.
Standard time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Check us out.
Excellent, excellent. Make sure that you tune in
every other Saturday night. We're going to look out for those flyers and definitely going to make sure that we're in the building. All right, Gina, thank you again for joining us.
One love, one light. Thank you.
One love, one light.
Love, one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gina Storm. And you know what I just realized? I have not given everyone a chance to pick their show. But you know, I don't need to tell you. This is a Tiffany Radio. And all are welcome every night of the week. There is beautiful poetry hosted by a beautiful set of minds with a passion for this art form. So make sure that you tune in any night of the week, 9 p.m. You're likely to find someone here producing the show. Tomorrow night is Mojave. Ooh, I want this band anywhere nearby to give us a rundown. I'm going to check that out. But before we do that, King, let's get to this next caller. You ready? Because guess who it is?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready.
All right. Next up on the mic is the boss man himself. This is the boss man calling us tonight. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Hey, what it do, what it do. Baby, baby, take your socks off. What's going on, Your Highness? What is
doing out here,
my royal brother? Hey, Trina.
Rocking and rolling.
Hey. You know what? I'm not gonna do this again tonight.
Yeah,
not to the boss.
Don't
you get it
one time. Well, you might need to get a pink slip.
Mm-hmm.
Not a second time, we not gonna do it. You know what I know?
Like
is
they
move back from the turntables.
You know what it is? I usually have the instrumentals playing in the background, but as we go into the overflow, it picks up the music and it turns it up. So I didn't have my board up, but I was ready for it tonight. You're not going to get that a second time. We're not going to do that. Okay.
Mm.
Now that that's been done, how are you doing, good sir?
I'm doing all right. I'm just doing all right, recouping, recovering, re-energizing, you know, in this new year.
Yes, indeed.
You know?
Indeed. Yes. It's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to hear. Okay. Well.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know, so it's always good to have the boss man in the building doing his 1-2-1-2. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bringing that energy, that fire, that blaze. I mean, always inspired.
Always. And I'm trying my best not to jump the gun and get straight to the poetry because we know you come in, but you bring that heat, and I'm so ready for it. But I want to check in on you and make sure that everything is cool before we get you to the mic.
You know, I can't... I just want to say I've been loving what I've been hearing from the different poets. So far I heard, I did hear La Perla Negra. I heard Lady A. I heard Automatic Charismatic. I did hear Sincere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, the vibe here is set for poetry and music, and I love it, and I'm just feeling good. I was sitting back relaxing, working on some dinner and some more raw links. Danielle came past earlier and refused to let me get any sleep, got on my nerves, called me an old person. I felt good about when she left, you know. It was good seeing her go.
No, it was. You know you.
No, I'm saying. I'm just saying it's good to be on this side of the dirt to be able to see her go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a twisted conundrum. Write that down.
That's that real love, though. You know, it's not all candy coated. You know, I love to see you.
Oh,
how the old saying goes, I hate to see you go, but I love to see you walk away.
Yeah. I'm glad you understand, Trina. Mm-hmm. You understand exactly
right.
What I'm talking about, Trina.
Well, I see. Yes, because Danielle definitely brings that energy, and I know even though you might have been glad to see her go, it's a warm hug just being in her presence.
She took her time going. She took her time going down the steps, though, Trina.
Oh, she did.
She needs to invest in some kneecaps or something. I don't understand.
You know what? You're gonna talk about people
why
she ain't here. So
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's get back to the poetry. Yeah,
all right. All right. If that's what you want to do, Trina.
Unless we're going to open LaProlif Negra's mic and let her defend herself, we're going to keep it moving along.
No. No.
Okay.
So, let's get back to the poetry. So, so listen, Trina, this is what I'm doing right here. I know y'all said the theme is, or the topic is, let us begin. Am I correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So there was something I was working on that I hadn't finished. I don't know if that falls in there, but we're going to see if I can make it fall in there. Something new I was working on, and I just added it to something old that basically flowed a little bit with it. I'm going to see if I can perform this for you all. You know, I'm just trying to make it into a performance for you guys.
Okay. Well, you work your magic, man. Okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is...
Okay, let me clean my glasses off real quick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready now. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Closing chapters. Turning pages. Love's entrapment can't trap me in. I will use my pen, write my own ending. Write new beginnings. Draw from deep within. Create the circumference, the circle of energies I want to be surrounded in. With my pen, I'd create my own vibration and vibrate higher than I ever been. Leave this place that I was once stuck in. Rock the whole foundation, right to win, right my beginnings and my end. Increase the amount of energy that flows through me and just keep on vibrating. Control my own destiny, write life into my relationship, some nonfiction shit. Ink with my pen, I will control it. Shape that shit and mold it. Let us begin. See, I'm getting intoxicated. There'll be no henny for me. Taking shots from a shot glass filled with nothing but life. Straight from the vine, from the shimmering down, from the most highs. Ooh, from the most high. Drunk I get from drinking that vine. Drunk I get from drinking from that vine. That free-flowing liquid ink of fountain, woo. The free-flowing liquid of ink of fountain pens causing less surface tension when I'm writing. On paper shade from the tree of life, I will write, never expect to get what you give. Write your own narrative, where you and I, me and you begin. And so we begin to move closer to visuals of us. More beautiful, unseen, our silhouette candles unlit, yet we kiss life by the glow of it. Worth living life, loving new beginnings, and so we begin. We once held life by the stem, like a rose, sweet the smell, but even roses die. Yet the roots of what we have are strong as we get another try. We finish the unfinished, nibbling at small bits of life, this time sipping life's tidbits like an old school malted milkshake, sipping on life through one straw, tasting life, her lips and this milky beverage left unfinished, yet we begin. Damn it. See, she moves me. She's moving me. Once again, Cupid's arrows have abused me. That little MF-er has shot me in a heart that had stopped beating. Bleeding, damn it, you got me.
Now I breathe in ecstasy, and time and space has no place. Everything is forevermore, forever eternity on this natural high from gravity. You and I be. See, this love thing is a mystery. See, life has lips that's been so far missed by me. Sure, I've kissed life before. Made love under the shade of its trees before. Life and I have had picnics on fertile grass before. Ran down life's streams bare feet before. Gave life and love everything that we had just to be told by a world gone cold to kiss our ass. And so they got what they needed from me and more. And so a heart has tossed the keys and locked the doors on butts. Jesus.
That's that bang bang button.
My goodness. My goodness.
Right, boss man, that's that bang bang boogie, right? Yeah, I see.
That part, it was like, yet we kiss life by the glow of it. Even roses die. And that life has lit that been so far unkissed by me. This piece just, oh my gosh. I had to give it a second to just cool off. I thought he was, you know, still going. But I think it's called me a drop. So, boss man, if you want to give us a call back on, we'll figure it out. Hopefully we'll get the end of that piece. But definitely thank you so much for sharing it. That was dope. And your flow, your cadence, your rhyme scheme is just impeccable. It really is. Oh, man. Thank you, for real. Okay, we're going to keep this party going because it looks like we have a few other family members in the queue waiting to share with us. And, you know, we don't leave no poets behind. So next up on the mic is Mr. Every Other Saturday Night. Just Jay, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Just Jay. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Man, you got to know somebody just to get up in this job.
Ah, okay.
My goodness.
Good thing. Not that bad.
How y'all doing tonight? I'm all right, man. I'm like, my word. The wait line here, this joint must be really happening. I can't wait to see what's going on up here. Yeah. We didn't all been standing out in the cold, trying to figure out if it's worth going ahead and hanging on, and the rest of that, we getting there at the time of our life.
Yeah, that's how it is, right? You know, when you get that mic and express yourself and you are heard, I think that's what we're all here for. And I love it. And I know you want something amazing, but before we get to that, how have things been going on in the Just J universe?
I want to discuss all them backhands that my partner gave me when they came on. They were sounding complimentary if you wasn't, like, really listening. But if you, like, really listening, it was like a ton of them.
Yeah, I know each other too well. That's what makes the magic.
No, I heard that in real time. It ain't about knowing nobody.
Trying to give her grace, but I should do it.
I heard that. I'll come to your rescue. Yep. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm coming to your rescue. I remember one time me and my wife was having a disagreement, and her friend had walked up, and I knew what time it was, so I went ahead and took my wife's side of the argument. And I said, you know, such and such, this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other, such and such. And then she said, Janet, you're wrong. I said, you heard it, didn't you, baby? And she felt so bad that she had sided against another woman that it had led me to believe that, wait a minute, what the hell is going on here? Y'all women automatically going to go to bed for one another. I don't know if I heard all that you heard there, Miss G.
Like, slow it down. You know, you might have misheard it, you know.
Just like you're doing now.
Or your lying ears. Which one?
Exactly. That's what Eddie Murphy. You going to believe me or your own lying eyes?
Your lying eyes. That's right. That's right, Gina. Mm-hmm. Back.
Okay, I don't know.
Can't wait to see y'all, you know, duke it out on your show. It's definitely, oh, you know, it's going to be amazing. But
Jay was dropping me under the wheels of the bus. Mm. I'm sorry. I was reading some fan mail.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Jay, I can't wait to hear some of your poetry tonight, if you don't mind sharing some with us.
All right, that sounds good. That's good. How are you guys doing before I go ahead? And I've been being rude because I had got assaulted, and I wanted to go ahead and rectify the injustice.
Right. Rectify the injustice. Okay. We're doing good.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. I got cut deep, man. That's why I had to went in like that, because I know if I wait a couple of minutes, I'm going to forget. So I had to go ahead and write it down. And I kept writing it, and I kept writing it. So I got like 3 pages of what I had to say.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Well, you're ready.
I get y'all the condensed. I get y'all the abridged version. Oh, yeah, of course. Let's get it.
Okay. Scathing in bold print, huh?
Okay. All working, no play. All working, no play.
All right, Justin. When you're ready, the mic is yours, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. The other night, J-Rob asked me, if there were no more pens in the world, then what would I write with? And I said, I would write with the tip of my finger in the concrete. And I would write a poem so epic that the sparks would fly so high until they sooted out the sun in the sky. And the purple rain that dripped would be my ink. And the haze would stain my stemware. And I would gather the ink into barrels for my descendants for tomorrow. And I would paint fields of grass of deeds of past. With mop heads pirouetting, glittering, phosphorescence, and a splattering would make the grass grow. Creating a poem that would shine like glass. Because the poem would be baked in essence as the sun would pass over the top, drawing the stars and the night in its wake, glistening like a sweaty nape, for scholars and students to glean over for decades to come. I would use my plume to paint a portrait of a woman who is more precious than gold, and cover her in exotic clothes, roses, and rubies, as we expose ourselves to what love is. We will put our minds to find the most efficient paths, so where we are both strong, holding our hands in harmony. But one night, I just might jump into a barrel of ink and black out. I black out, awakening in a jungle where every breath is weighed in the scales. Friend or foe is hard to tell, the crescendo of shells falling. This must be, this must be. Bells pinging, and a whisk of a wrist, ears ringing, and a twist of my style is like this. I'd be on the island near the equator, soaking in some of the local flavors. This may be Grenada or Ragua. It would be the first day in the life of a poetic purple ink jumper.
That was dope, bro. Yeah, but
thank
there's always
you,
that certain way of bringing your poetry to life. I mean, so that's what's exceptional about how you do your thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, bro. Appreciate that. I appreciate that putting on my shenanigans, too.
You are who you are, B.
That is the best answer I've heard about that thus far.
Yeah,
thanks, bro.
Don't change. Just be who you are and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But I enjoyed that piece, though. That was definitely.
Yeah, I wrote this for J-Rob and Van the other day. They had the question in the beginning, if there were no more pens in the world, then what would I write with? Or something to that effect. And that was one of the first one of the few times I have written during the show. So yeah, I appreciate the opportunity it gave to me.
Yeah. Did Dwayne drop? Dwayne, are you there? You sleeping? You fading?
Have I been talking on mute all of this time? Because I've definitely been running my mouth.
Yes. Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Monologuing like a villain. I'm going to take over the world. And watch this microphone, is it all?
Why did you say?
Not a word. They keep on stepping on me, but it's okay. It's okay. I'll just wait.
The line that took me was the one where you were like, but I would just jump into a barrel of ink and black out. And the way that you drop that line down and just imagine how much you're willing to submerge yourself. It's just like an idea of how much you're willing to submerge yourself into it, even if you didn't have a pen. And this is really brilliantly written. I'm sorry I missed that show the other night, but this is a good piece. I really liked it. I'm sorry I wasn't on it in the first time to give you a flower, but
thank you.
Certainly beautiful.
You can beat yourself on your own time. This is my time. Beat yourself later.
Yeah, I was really loving this piece. And it's just like it's almost like a melancholy feel to it, but also it's like, you know what, no matter what, this is a part of me and I am a part of it. And that's the real thing we left from it. And I'm like, that was so well done. It really was. Sorry about that.
I've been enjoying the show.
Thank you so much, Doug Jay. We appreciate you for coming through. And which night is your show coming up? Is it this coming Saturday?
I have to confirm it, but it should be this week coming up.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but just show up anyways. Regardless, it's going to be a good show.
Absolutely.
It's going to be this Saturday at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Be sure to show up at 319-527-6300. No matter who is there, you're going to have a good time.
Absolutely. True indeed. Well said. Well, Judge Jay, thank you so much for coming through and joining us and bringing your beautiful poetry. We certainly appreciate you, sir. One love and one mic.
Love, one mic.
Y'all be easy. Appreciate y'all putting up my shenanigans.
We love you, Jay. It's all good. One love, one light.
One love, one light.
The lines in that piece were so brilliant. I was trying to write it down as I was going, and it just got away from me. But I'm definitely going to listen to the playback because it's been some beautiful poetry tonight. It really has. Oh, man. And it gets so, you know, and while we're on the idea of Let Us Begin, A New Beginning, one of the most inspiring people in our squad, was willing to pray for you at a drop of a dime, is in the queue and ready to share with us. So we're going to welcome to the mic Divine Inspiration. Hey, Paul. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on with you, Queen? King, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, brethren? How you doing, beloved?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good. Yeah. Sitting back here having a couch to play today. Listening to this show.
We appreciate you. We do appreciate you for joining us tonight. How are you holding up on your end? Everything's all good?
Pretty good, yeah. Fighting my dog.
Fighting your dog. Oh, okay. That's good to hear. All right. Well, Paul, you are closing out the show tonight, and I know that, you know, this has been such an inspirational night, and I know that, you know, how you write and the beauty that you bring to the mic is always inspirational. So without further ado, we're going to get out of the way and let you sit your piece. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. My surprise is this one, but maybe not. This is called Let Us Begin. It's obvious that there isn't a chance. It's obvious the desire exists to enter in, to enter into some sort of extra special action. Obvious. Neither of us can see anything resembling a retraction. So let us begin by admitting what it is we desire and see. Let us begin with exposing what it is we want from or expect from this being. Let us begin by keeping it clear. Now, a blind person can see that you accept it. And anyone who has met you would agree that your swag is one of a kind. I see that there is something about you that is set drives the right out of mind. Yes, I think what may happen will certainly be something from this point you will never again find. So why don't we block out the distractions of the world, allowing nothing external in. I allow that fetch, a desire and space to tell us that I refuse to believe something this encompassing could ever be classified as sin. Having anything based on that, there can be nothing to gain but a satisfying, toe-tapping, breath-stealing, electrifying win-win. And now, with your sexy self, close your eyes. Let us see. Pause.
Oh, I love that.
You
know, like, yes. Oh, man. A pure love can it, you know. It's just, I love that.
I put that together while listening.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't know what it was. I just looked in and saw that it was that it began. And that's interesting. But,
okay, so that was beautiful. Definitely well done. Definitely well done. I love that when you, I was trying to say that there's, most of the time your teachers are all, you know, a lot of like inspiration, as your name would state, but then sometimes it's like this idea of like a love within that part of yourself that, you know, you're able to write about in a way that's just so beautiful, which is like, I understand what you're looking for. And it's like speaking that person in your life into existence and coloring and giving them curves and shapes in a, you know, still within a spiritual way. And I really love that. That was really good. And say, watch out
for that.
For sure. Distractions of the world.
Yes,
I put that line down. I'm putting it on my mirror. Watch out for the distractions of the world, because that'll definitely get me every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boy, they can mess up sometimes.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. King, did you have any final words for the divine inspirational movie?
Nah, bro always comes through and do his thing on that, you know what I'm saying? I just love the way, you know what I'm saying, he just speaks his thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's always divine inspiration.
It is. It is. That name is very...
I just sit back and just take it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And just feel the words.
Beautiful. Well done. Divine inspiration, before we let you go, I haven't been doing this all night. I'm a little rusty over here, but I do want to give you an opportunity to let us know what you have going on.
Oh, well, we have at 319-527-6300. What a quaint you think. It's the same number that they call for your show, so you can't say you didn't know the number. The Inspiration Factory, every Sunday night at 9 p.m. with myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Mr. Alonzo. He's the baby of the group. So y'all come on in and break him in real good. You know? So that's
okay.
What we do, poetry, prayer, and we party.
All right. Do you guys have, like, a topic,
yes,
or is
it? Sometimes it's open mic, and sometimes there is a theme. But we've been, this month, we've been just pretty much letting it go where it goes. See how things are going to start. But I want to give you a warning. Dust off your recipes because I'm going to be starting a new platform, a new segment of the Inspiration Factor, is what it's going to be called, Cooking with Christ. We're going to have some late night edibles and not the marijuana one, people.
No, I'm not disappointed.
I'm about to say, let me open up a bag.
you already, what?
Yeah,
another
12 pack.
Somebody's going to bring one of their better dishes. And while we do what we always do, you know, the prayer, the poetry, and all of that, they'll be preparing their dish. And we'll just check back with them every now and then. And they can throw some pictures in the event page. And I'm looking into some smeller vision so that way we can smell what they're cooking, too, while we're on the show. But
wow. That sounds very interactive and hands-on. And I think that's what we need. That's a very awesome concept. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for, you know, that coming to fruition. That definitely sounds like a lot of fun. Along with some inspirational poetry and inspirational music. Ooh.
God, food, and friends. Hey, that sounds like a wonderful combination to me.
Yes, indeed. Certainly will be.
Don't tell me like it's God's gourmet.
Yeah, that'd be me. Van's not listening. Yes, he is. But that'd be me. Van think he can outdo me, but he'd be all right.
He say he'll be all right.
I know I'm going to catch up for that later, but that's all right.
You guys have to have a cookout, a cook-off. That would be so awesome to just, you know, pan to pan.
Ooh, that's
you know,
nice.
And you just stand it.
That sounds good.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it.
Thank you very much. You might get a free sample after we do this just for the session.
You don't got to threaten me with a good time at all. Just let me know where to be. We're not that far away from one another.
I know that's right.
I'll be down here.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight and closing out a fantastic show with your amazing and always inspirational and lovely pieces. We appreciate you always. One love and one life.
Yeah, no doubt, beloved. You're doing what you do, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Queen. One love and one life. God bless you both.
Thank you. Thank you. One love, one life. Ladies and gentlemen, that was divine inspiration. Make sure that you tune in every Sunday night. Oh, his show is always so diverse. I listen to Beck because I haven't written a lot of inspirational poetry. I have to learn how to stop writing through only my pain and bring a little bit more inspiration to it. But we're working on it. And the family has definitely helped me cultivate that part of myself. So I'm thankful for all of you guys. King, this has been an amazing show. Don't you agree?
Yes, it has.
It has. Yes. So I just want to take the time out before we get out of here to thank the listeners. You guys make this all possible. We can't, you know, we're here to share with you guys and to, like, you know, share the vibes and the poetry, and we hope that it is well received. But we do thank you for the support. And my beautiful poets, thank you. I know that each of your pieces of art is a piece of yourself, and it takes a certain level of vulnerability to bring that to the stage and to share it. But understand that it is well received, and we appreciate each and every one of you guys. King, back to you.
Hey, appreciate and love everybody out there for coming through, spitting those beautiful pieces, and let's take us out with a song, Queen.
Her name, and I sing my lion song and brush my mane. She would, and she could, so she pulled my lion's tail and caused me pain.
I might just bite. She knows what she does when she dances round my cage and says her name. Be good. Be good is a name. I trim my lion's claws and I cut my mane. And I would if I could, but that woman treats me the same. When she dances around my cage. Be good, be good, be good.
just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany.